This episode contains sensitive topics. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Anaya.
I'm Emma.
And this is the other side. On today's episode, we will be discussing the LGBTQIA and gender norms.
How do you feel as someone part of the LGBTQ community about like how social media is and how that has like affected you personally?
I feel like social media has had a very good outlet for people in that community and myself. A lot of people express themselves in different ways through makeup, clothes, and just activism. And it's truly inspiring for, you know, people that aren't around people that are a part of the LGBTQ and seeing themselves in their day-to-day lives and in a positive light. How about you?
I think it can be a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, because especially with, you know, since social media is such a big thing that anyone can go on at any time, there are going to be people who are against it. And I feel like if one person says something, it's going to equate to like the entire community, and that's how everyone is. So I feel like it can be good, especially for like expressing yourself. But also, I feel like some people have to be mindful of like what they are saying, because it's just feeding into more stereotypes that people are making.
I totally agree with that. I think there are some people that are heavily uneducated in the LGBTQ community. I think it's a lot of suppressed traumas that they put onto others, and then it makes everyone look bad. But I think as a community, we need to remind ourselves that one person isn't the voice of a whole entire community.
Yeah. I feel like also people should be more educated on the topics in general, because a lot of it is just ignorance and like being passed down from like your, like the people that you're around. If you're like around a community where you're around a lot of homophobic people or people who aren't like comfortable with the LGBTQ community, it definitely affects the way that you think and the way that you interact with other people. And it hurts a lot of other people when people aren't properly educated.
Speaking of education, I feel like in our school, I think that we have a strong LGBTQ community like support with our Zen spaces and, you know, places where we can talk about how we feel and stuff. How has your experience been with the education system and how that relates to you?
Well, I personally haven't really had any issues with it, with like the education system being a part of it. This might be a controversial topic, but especially in sex ed, like they don't talk about that side. So you don't really like know when they like teach consent and all that. They don't teach like what is like girl on girl rape or guy on guy rape. So I feel like a lot of people who have been through that, they don't really know that it is that what happened. And they just, it never gets reported or it never gets addressed. I feel like that's the only really like issue that I have with the way that we're educating people about it. Also, I feel like staff need to take more action when people of the LGBTQ community are getting bullied because of it, or just like even subtle things. Like, for example, like when people will say like, oh, that's so gay, when describing something that's like stupid. I feel like that should be more addressed than it is, especially like in our school.
I agree with that. I think our school has a good safe space for people who are, you know, gay. But when it comes to repercussions of people that are bullying or actually educating people about same-sex relationships or even just like gay historical figures, they lack a lot. I think the LGBTQ has had a lot of inspiring historical moments that have never been taught to us because of certain stereotypes and preconceived notions about
same-sex marriage and all this type of thing.
That's a really good point. They do bring up like the women's movement of like them getting like their rights and stuff. So I feel like it isn't very much different to like bring that up in history, but I know that some people are going to get mad about that.
But people shouldn't get mad about that.
Yeah, because this really ain't that big of a deal.
Right. Because we're grown enough to know what's right from wrong, what aligns with our ideologies and what doesn't. And I think it's important to educate anybody on anything. History isn't supposed to be something that's comfortable. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's offensive. Certain like war crimes that we learn about, like the Holocaust and all that stuff, it's a lot, and it's nothing that we're not used to. We should be able to learn about everyone equally.
Yeah, for sure.
How much censorship would it take to take away these people's voices and their opinions on certain things? It feels like with what this legislation is doing now is kind of putting gay people on the back burner and trying to push them away from having a voice and going back to how it used to be, not allowing teachers to refer to their students as what they prefer. If they were trans and they wanted to go by he, him, they would be punished if they were to. I feel like personally, what I've seen in the media and what I've seen, what our legislation has done so far, especially towards the LGBTQ, it feels like it's driven by hate and not protectiveness of what they might be like saying is protecting of like children, protecting of like our homes and whatever it may be. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's driven by hate and stereotypes, and it's meant to push us apart more and divide us and not unite us as a country, unlike what our government might be saying.
Definitely. And I feel like it's just like really disgusting behavior.
And this is what happens when we are driven by hate and not driven by knowledge and trying to encourage people to be themselves. This is exactly what happens, and it's only going to get worse if people don't talk about these things. What improvements would you like to see in our community about the LGBTQ?
I definitely like to see more sexual education for same-sex relationships and how consent looks. People should just be more educated, and it should be taught when you're teaching sex ed, because if you can teach straight sex, you can teach gay sex.
I agree. I feel like we should totally be more educated on everything related to LGBTQ. They're a part of our history, and we deserve to learn about them and not just randomly stumble upon on our TikTok or whatever it may be. I also think moving forward, we should be more upfront when we see things like bigotry and homophobe comments in our legislation. I don't think that this hate speech should be allowed in any capacity, and I think there should be bigger repercussions when hate speech is so normalized within our government.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Malachi.
And I'm Ivy.
This is a teen's take on
LGBTQ and interactions in the community.
It makes me feel sad, but also kind of like weird, because like, why is a random dude just walking up to some people that there's mind their own business and you're being rude to them?
It's not right to make fun of other people for who they are. You're just going to have to accept it. And if you have opinions about them, keep them to yourself. If you don't support the community, like the LGBTQ community, then don't speak out loud. And don't walk up to people and be rude, fight them, or do further things to them just because they're attracted to the same gender as them, or they're trans, or maybe sometimes non-binary. If that's what they want to be that. If you have a different opinion, keep it to yourself. It's not okay to beat the other person up and make them feel bad, make them feel like they're not normal. How do you think we can improve the community?
I think we can improve by just letting LGBTQ do what they want to do and not being bothered by other people, like being judged or anything. What about you? What do you think we can do to improve?
I mean, a way that we can improve this community, just stop the hatred and just stop judging people for either their looks or how they dress or just who they want to be. Talking to my friends who are a part of the same community, I feel more safe and more accepted than talking to someone who doesn't even know what the community is and has no knowledge about it. Because then I feel if I came out to those people, they wouldn't support and they just make me feel like an outcast.
Hey, what about the people who's like not part of the community and still want to talk about it?
Well, then I'm fine with talking about it. If they support but just not in the community, then I don't mind talking to them. But if they just don't support, back off, respectfully.
Support LGBTQ.
I understand that it could be hard, and I understand that transgender people deserve to be seen as the gender that they want to. I fully understand that. I believe in every other space they should be allowed to, like sports, everything else. But this is the military. This is different. There are certain rules because you are going into a war. It is very strict.
There should be no worry about if somebody's going to get hurt in the military. It is heavily protected. It is our military. There should be no one getting harmed or, you know, SA'd, anything like that. There should be no reason why we should be dividing them. If they ruin that for themselves, they should be handled accordingly. It shouldn't be, oh, all trans people are like this. All trans people will be separated from this and this and this. No. If you do something that is bad, you will get repercussions for doing something bad. It has nothing to do with your gender or your sexual orientation.
I understand that that is a hard thing, but it's important. And I believe they should be everywhere else, literally everywhere else they should be allowed. But the military is different because it is the military. You are going to war.
I understand that there's more an official process when it comes to like the military. And I think there are some policies that they can implement to support those individuals. I think it's kind of degrading to some trans people to be on the women's side, but, you know, officially, you know, serve as like a woman when they don't feel that way.
Absolutely. I do feel like that would be hard on them for like their feeling standpoint, but
I
don't really think that the military really cares about your feelings. You're going to war. If you're not comfortable with being a little bit uncomfortable, that is a problem.
I think it's not about being uncomfortable. I feel like maybe it's more about safety of how they feel. I can understand where you're coming from. Okay. I totally, like, I'm not trying to. Okay.
But, like, I'm not transgender, so, like, this clearly is not my thing to speak on. It is just my opinion. Like, I wouldn't know.
Right. I don't think either of us can really have like hands-on experience about, you know, the transgender community and all those things. It's hard looking outside in and saying what is right and what is not right when we don't know how the military works. We don't know how trans people feel. We don't. Well, we do with like media and things, but I think it would be beneficial to have another standpoint on it.
Yeah.
Because this is a hard topic. It's not easy, like, yes or no or whatever. But point still stands. You shouldn't be excluding people just because they're transgender for the military.
This is a teen's take on
the LGBTQ and gender norms.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators, Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on The Other Side.